Welcome, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cabin Mitchell Radio Program. Matt, your host. It's another day, another Saturday, and here we are going to give you as much information as we can. Got a special day going on here. I've got the Colonel Rayford Brown, my wingman. My special guest host today coming in the 10 o'clock hour will be Dr. Shelley Cole, my board operator. Shelby Meyer, doing a great job. Thank you very much. And you, the listening audience, we're simulcasting here on 105.1 FM The Ranch, also at Rockdale KRXT, 98.5 FM. You can check us live. Live streaming on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com, and you can get an inside view as to how the things work around here, and give us a call at 254-697-6633. Don't forget, after the program, it'll be put into podcast form. You can pick it up at Apple, Spotify, and Podbean. There'll also be a recording at aaronsgunshop.com at the radio show page. You can fast forward to any moment that you like there. Now, speaking of the radio show page, ladies and gentlemen, as the show grows, you know, it takes more to keep it running, and I'm asking those of you out there who have the financial means to do so to go to radio show page at aaronsgunshop.com. In the middle of the page, there's a donation button, and if you feel led to continue this type of programming, I ask that you please go ahead to that location, aaronsgunshop.com, radio show page, middle of the page, the donation button, and do a monthly contribution. That would be fantastic. And for all of my sponsors and people who are doing it already, I want to thank you very much. It means a lot. Couldn't do it without you. Colonel, how are you doing this morning?
Doing fantastic. I didn't get stopped this morning coming down here.
Well,
that's
good.
Great.
No, so the speed trap in Rogers and Buckholz didn't get you, huh?
No, I go the back way to stay away from those towns. I go up by Green's Sausage House on off of 53.
And we have no food in here this morning? What's up? What's up with that?
Now we know.
They were just backed out the door up there. It was great.
Shelby, he's holding out on us.
I know. That's nothing new. They're always busy. They're quick.
Judge Andy Isaacs cannot make it in today. Father John Gazzaldo may call in. I don't think that's going to happen. But if it does, we'll put him on the air and we'll do our revival prayer and our devotional. But let me set the table like we always do. We'll do devotional and announcements. True stories towards the end of the show. I don't think that's going to happen because I got Dr. Shelley in today and we've got a lot to go over. Word of the day in a moment. Quote of the day. Maz, Katie calling from Maz down at the bottom of the hour. She'll tell us what the menu is for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. The Colonel will be doing his constitutional segment. Colonel, why don't you give a quick highlight as to what you're going to be doing?
We're going to talk about some of the basics in the Constitution as original intent and what's going on right now. And there's little resemblance.
All right. Dr. Shelley Cole will be in the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about, I asked her what she wanted to talk about, and she mentioned, let's talk about problems of the heart that your doctor might not know. And I'm not really sure what angle she's coming at that with, but it's going to be very interesting. So get your note-taking material ready.
The spiky protein attacks every node in the heart.
And we've seen it way too many times in the last 2 years. All right, let's do the word of the day. The word of the day comes from the headline of a story, the body of a story, the conversation story. And if you could put the word of the day into a sentence, give me a call here at 254-697-6633. Put the word of the day into a sentence. The Colonel likes it. You can get some airtime for your business. If not, you can promote somebody else's business, some charitable event or cause. Now, the word of the day is confuse. Confuse. It's a verb. Definition. Cause someone to become bewildered or perplexed. It comes from the headline. Minnesota elementary school music teacher claims the goal is to confuse students about gender. Did you catch that? Did you catch that? This piece of crap teacher is trying to purposefully confuse children who already are having a hard enough time going through puberty and all that kind of stuff and confusing them about gender. And we've got pieces of crap. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm using the word crap. I know it sounds coarse, but it's a clear descriptive word. It's better than a foul language word, but it does. It's a synonym to that word. People like this in schools teaching your kids, they should be teaching the three R's. Reading, writing, arithmetic, right? Not this stuff. You wanted to say something, Colonel?
Oh, I just agree with you on that. But this is a huge problem with the schools. And it goes back. It's one of the communist goals is to subvert our school system.
And I read that. I read that last week.
That was a music teacher.
The Department of Education is totally unconstitutional.
Why are you butting in as a music teacher?
Exactly.
On anything like that.
In the story, it reads one of the students goes to another teacher and says, "I don't know if she's a man or a woman." And it's brought up, and she goes, "Exactly. It's to be confusing." What does that mean? What does that have to do with it? What does that have to do with a beat in a song or something?
I remember back when we just used to play those recorders. Now they're getting gender.
It's like that commercial said, "This ain't your dad's Buick." Well, this is not your normal school. Okay. All right, let me move on here. We'll get back to that, though. Oh. Here's a good one, too. We got a professor at Loyola University. Loyola University professor claims organized pantries are rooted in racist and sexist social structures.
Well, they have another one, too, that says that cleanliness and neatness, this is the same thing, but, you know, applying to people also is racist and sexist.
So let's get this
straight. Good-smelling armpits.
You know, I think this was a black woman who said this. Don't quote me on that. I think it was a black woman. Let me tell you something about the black people. They're some of the most sharp-dressed people I've seen. They have... I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's because they just, it's pride and self. And maybe it's because they got to make a statement because they feel life's against them or something. But they're some of the most, yes, you get to see on TV a bunch of broken families and all that. But I'm telling you, the black family, especially back in the 50s, had it going on. And to this day, they dress right, look good, standing tall, looking good.
And fix their kids up.
And so to say this, that being organized with your food pantries, or like the colonel just said, being well-dressed is sexist and racist. You people who write this stuff, the people who write this stuff are, one, ignorant and fools. The ones who speak it are idiots.
Well, they're anti our society. The whole thing is to tear down the United States and our children to make them more susceptible to being taken out. And we've developed a bunch of followers. And we see this now with the vaccine. No critical thinking at all. People just roll their sleeve up and take the poison.
Well, let's celebrate what I'm about to read here. This is a good one. Christian high school banned from all sports tournaments after girls' basketball team refused to play opponent with a trans player. I applaud you. It's a hard thing to do to train all that time to want to play basketball. And because you stick to your belief that a woman is a woman and a man is a man, and somebody crossing over and being on the team, a man being on the team, it's not a fair advantage. So I totally applaud you. Thank you very much. I'd have the coach and the team on here if I could.
Well, I saw that in another article that a transgender male was leading the woman's team to the state championship.
And let me say something to that transgender male. If you can look in the... How do you look in the mirror and say to yourself that this even makes sense? You want to be a woman, whatever, man. That's your issue, okay? It's not mine. But for you to look in the mirror and say your physical ability is equal to the women you're going to be playing against, you're just a schmuck. Border crisis. Over 1,000 migrants. Now, this may not be like a big number to you because we've had 1.5 million people just go through the country, but over 1,000 migrants rush the bridge linking Mexico to U.S. and El Paso. That's a lot of people at one time to rush, and that's the game plan. If you rush them, they can't stop you.
Well, they did. We did do it, and we had some advance warning, and as I understand it, they had the people down there to take care of it, and they did, so he stopped them.
Pentagon officials suggest aliens. Okay, here we go. All right, I'm going to go deep down the rabbit hole, ladies and gentlemen. Are you ready for this? Go ahead and research Project Bluebeam. Project Bluebeam. Project Bluebeam, yes, it's a conspiracy theory, okay? Everything's a conspiracy theory. Everything you talk about is a conspiracy theory. There's just some that come to light that you can actually say it's proven, okay? Project Bluebeam exists. And basically what it is, if you think about it, Colonel, you know all this, the One World Order wants to unite everybody. They want to get rid of God and all this kind of stuff. I talked about the Club of Rome and how they put out there that we need to come up with other things to unite people together so we can have a common cause. Well, here we go. Pentagon officials suggest alien mothership in our solar system could send many probes to Earth.
Do you believe in aliens?
Not one bit.
No? You think we're alone here?
Look, they if there are aliens, they're smart enough to bypass this.
Yeah, they're like, don't go there. That's the ghetto.
That's it.
Don't go there.
If they're smart enough to be down here, they're just waiting their time. And there are those that say that, oh, they're shape-shifting and they're already among us and what have you.
You know, but, let me retract a little bit what I just said. I'm a Christian, okay? And I believe what the Word says. And I believe, on the side note, that there could be very well other beings out there. But as a Christian on this planet, the Lord wants me to deal in this sphere, mm-hmm. this little game he's playing of us being Christians, believing in Jesus Christ, and I'm going to follow the rules. Because I'm telling you, if you think this planet is literally 365 days times 6,000, sorry, it ain't working that way. And I wrote a devotional like this. It says, for every day, there's 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is a day. And God spoke that. So if you multiplied it out, and the colonel corrected me, and you corrected me because I was using a computer that said
19th or
okay.
Yeah.
Basically, that's a lot of years. So if you use that principle in the Bible, it could go all the way back to the dinosaurs and way beyond that. And here's the other thing, too. What if God wants dinosaurs? And he goes, that wasn't good. Wipe it out. Let me try humans this time. They got a break?
It's early.
And he found out that the humans are going to wipe themselves out.
How much time I got?
There should be about 45 seconds.
Well, I'm going to use it. Am I over the air? I'll do it real quick. YouTube restores Trump's channel. If we're going to break, we'll just go to break and I'll come back.
No, I paused it. You're good.
Okay. San Francisco Bay Area bans gas furnaces and water heaters. Please stay in California. Don't come here. Biden to sign executive order to require background checks on more gun sales. Speaker McCarthy, we're not going to pass a clear debt ceiling. We have to spend less money. Democrat lieutenant governor says it's our job to accept child sex changes. And DeSantis, to put a COVID jab in a six-month-old baby, it's just fundamentally wrong. And finally, Elon Musk decries trans surgeries and sterilization drugs for minors. All right. Go ahead. Take me to break.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim? Window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that, too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Radio program. Matt, your host, the Colonel Rayford Brown, my wingman. We're going to have Dr. Shelley Colin at the 10 o'clock hour. Judge Andy Isaacs usually calls in at this time or is in studio at this time to do our revival prayer. I asked Andy a couple years ago to do a revival prayer for the nation because really that's about what it's going to take to get us right. But he's not in, so I'm going to do the prayer. It may not go exactly as planned because I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen. I've been doing radio for about 8 years, and it's very interesting when you have a show that you develop and grow and build. And whenever I say me, it's the good Lord allowing it. I'm just the worker bee who gets it done. Okay, so if I ever say me, I don't want to be a Nebuchadnezzar and think I've done it. No way. It's him who did it, not me. But there's sometimes, you know, I just don't want to pray. I've got an attitude, and this morning I got an attitude. Irritable, got things on my mind, and I don't really want to pray. But you know what? That's exactly when I need to pray. So what we're going to do right now is say a quick prayer. Lord, I just want to thank you. Thank you for your blessings and your provisions. Thank you for... they're too numerous to count. Just taking a deep breath of air on a cool day, feeling your lungs fill up with air, what a blessing that is. Being able to see, hear, walk, just do the basic fundamentals. And then if we are prosperous in what we do, that's even better, nicer, greater. But we got a problem. That problem is this miracle that you have given us, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, this nation is being torn down from the inside. People are sheep wandering around, not knowing where to go, what to do. So I lift this up in a collective scream to you. And ask that you put an awakening upon each and every one of us, that we may each know what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and in proper measure, that it can make a difference. And the bottom line is, whatever it is we do, draws people closer to you. So I'm going to leave it up to you and have faith that you're going to get it done, and I thank you in advance for it. Lord, and pray through your Son's name, Jesus Christ.
You know, some of the things that we can be grateful for, the little things that you probably never thought about. What percentage of the world's homes have running water? What percentage have hot water?
Not very many.
That's exactly right. How many, what percentage of the world has ever had a hot shower? Things that we kind of take for granted. How many people live in a single family dwelling? And that's one of the big things that China is envious of the West, is our space. All right. And then food. We have adequate food, maybe even too much food because, 60-70% of the people in the United States are obese now.
And go to an HEB dumpster and you'll see all the expired food, which is still perfectly fine, be thrown in there. Of course, it rots once you put it in there, but it's perfectly good food because it's dated and they got to move it through. And it's just an excess of food. We're so blessed. Mm-hmm. You want to continue?
In particular. Go ahead.
All right, let me move on to the devotional. I do devotionals usually Monday through Friday. Every now and then I screw up and I miss a day, like I did this week. So I usually read the Friday ones. This one, I forget what day it is, but I do devotionals Monday through Friday normally. Do a long list of people. I've been doing it for many years, and I've been blessed to have the opportunity to do it on the radio as well. So Today will be no different. And here it goes. Today's devotional reads, good morning. Check, check, check. Got to check off the things on our list. Yes, getting things done is important and has to be done, but if things are not prioritized, we may be working for nothing. Proverbs chapter 19, verse 21. Many are the plans in the mind of man, but it is the purpose of the Lord that will stand. Now I continue. What is the purpose of the Lord for us? Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And I close. Not just hear about it, not just read about it, but seek him first. That means that in everything we do, the Lord is guiding us as we are doing it. Let's pour out our cup. And for you on Facebook, if you're watching me, I pray this prayer, and I'll finish this up in just a second, but I pray this prayer. I have this imaginary cup in my hand, and that cup is full of me. And I turn it over and I say, Lord, I empty that cup of me because I want you to fill it up with you, that you may flow over the rim of that cup and ooze out of me, that the thoughts that I have, the feelings in my heart that I have, the actions that I do and the words that I speak may spew you out and draw people to you. I fail miserably at that, but that's the plan, okay? So I read again. Let's pour out our cup that is full of us and let the Lord fill it with him. Things just seem to work out much better when we do. Have a blessed day. So there you go. Plant the seed, sprinkle a bit of water on it. Let the good Lord do the growing. Share it with who you want. Don't cram it down anybody's throat. And I want to thank McGuire Tire, Casey and the gang, for sponsoring that segment. I've known Casey and them for 20-plus years. They've been taking care of me when it comes to tires and a whole bunch more, and they can do the same for you. They've got two locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. In Belton, 254-939-1357. Or simpler yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. Tell them you heard it here. Support the sponsors who support the program. Okay. While we're here, Colonel, get your quote ready. Actually, I didn't give you a chance to say the quote. Say the quote first, and then I'll go over the word of the day again.
If you do not take an interest in the affairs of your government...
Colonel, use the mic.
If you do not take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you are doomed to live under the rule of fools. This is not a current, not a recent. Things have not changed. But we have 85% apathy in our society right now. And that's by design.
Now, the 15% that's not apathetic, at least half, if not more, out of that half... Are not well informed, or they're malicious. Let's go back to the word of the day, confuse. It's a verb. Cause someone to become bewildered or perplexed. Let me just read a little bit into this article. The woman in the video, it was a video, is recognized as Valentine Hills Elementary School music teacher. A January video of a Minnesota elementary school music teacher boasting about confusing students about gender is getting fresh scrutiny on social media after a story published online this week named the teacher in question. Inside the Classroom shared a video on Twitter that had originally been posted on another platform by a music teacher from St. Paul area. The teacher describes a conversation that she had with a coworker where students had allegedly asked the other teacher whether the music teacher was a boy or a girl. The coworker responded to the students asking, "Does it matter?" The student replied, stating, "No, I just can't figure it out. It's just so hard. I can't figure it out." The music teacher smiles and laughs as she describes the student's remarks and says, "I was just like, that's the goal. That's the goal." Colonel?
Confuse people, yeah. Well, that's our society right now. We've been attacking boys now for 20 or 30 years in the school system. And it may go back even more than that, where almost all of the grade school teachers are female.
One of the Twitter... entries replied, "This teacher from Valentine Hills Elementary in Minnesota better not be teaching anymore. Her goal should be teaching and inspiring students about music." Shelby, isn't that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
"Instead, she says her goal is to confuse as many kids as possible about her sexuality." Another individual responded, "That's the goal," another user tweeted. "It's not to educate. It's chaos and confusion." When are we going to wake up? Don't get me wrong, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of you out there who are wearing the shoe, and it fits, and you understand it, and you're doing something. So don't be offended if I say something. It's to the ignorant, the uninformed, the apathetic, the confused, the purposeful people who are trying to mess up children and stealing away their childhood.
It's the anarchy that they're pushing in our schools. There's no longer right and wrong, and the people that mess up are being socially promoted, the ones that don't do their work, and then they're a drag, they're behind, they can't catch up, and all they can do is act out to get attention because they can't compete with their fellow students. And then we have the complete breakdown of discipline and no backup for the teachers. They cannot control their classrooms because if you take
them
down
to
the office, they just send them right back to the class.
And you get some type of lawsuit and all that. Now, look, I got, 2 minutes?
Not even
2 minutes. So I'm going to do this. The word of the day, confused. Give me a call. Put it in a sentence. Give you some air time. Let me do this because I probably won't have time to do it later.
You have about 30 seconds.
Marlow Water Supply annual meeting is March 27th this year at 5:30 p.m. at the Marlow Baptist Church. I had an individual talk to me one time about, yeah, you know, we got this water. We need to sell it off. I said, you're the freaking problem, man. Mm-hmm. You're the problem. What you want to do is sell our water and you don't keep it in proper percentages. When we come back, I'm going to finish this up because this fires me up. Yeah. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. You who sit in a home and do nothing but go to the grocery store and have no idea what it takes to run things around here, want to sell off our water, and then when it comes time to get water and we're short, we're obligated to other people. You need to get your head out of your fourth point of contact. We'll be back.
Life is hard, but your finances shouldn't be. How have you weathered the storms of life these past 2 years? I am Melinda Bowles of Bowles Financial Group, an independent firm helping my community with financial services for over 23 years. Our focus is on you, your goals, your dreams, and developing a lasting relationship with you. Let us help navigate your financial journey to achieve balanced money, balanced life. Visit our website at BowlesFinancialGroup.com. That's B-U-L-L-S FinancialGroup.com to get started with your unique client relationship journey.
I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Everybody, the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. Katie has not called in yet, so I'm going to finish up on this water thing, and if she calls in, we'll put her on. If not, we'll talk about it right after that. The Marlow Water Supply annual meeting. Let me tell you why I'm fired up about this. They want to put meters on your wells, if you've got one. They want to regulate it all. You know why? Because they want to sell your water. And we've seen this happen time and time again. I used to have a jet ski business on Lake Travis. Lake Travis would drop down because they had contracts with the rice farmers down below the river. They had to do it. Didn't matter. They sold the water. So in bad times, we were still obligated to give the water out. And what caused that to do is drain the lake, and lots of people couldn't use their recreational vehicles, so on and so forth. So here what they want to do, and if I'm wrong, you can call me and we can talk about it. I'll even get you on, okay? But here's the deal. If you have a population base that is this big, and I've got my hands separated about a foot apart, it's this big, and you got a water supply that can handle it with a little bit over, you say, okay, I'll sell the little bit over, but I'm not going to sell any more of that. And if for some reason we have a drought or my population expands, I'm going to take that into consideration. I'm not going to be dedicated to you to supply you with this amount of water when I can't do it and it causes my hometown people to be short of water. Keep your stinking grubby paws off of my water. Yes, I know growth is coming and you can't avoid it, but we don't have to give it away. Think about it. And for all of you around here listening to me, it affects you. I have paused.
Oh, they got a 44-inch, I think it is, pipeline that goes from Lake Belton to Lake Stillhouse, and then another big
down
pipeline
south
goes on down to Georgetown Lake to feed Austin.
And they're contracted. They've got to supply it. Doesn't matter if it drains the lake or not.
And Lake Stillhouse, 12 feet below level. I don't know if we're still sucking it out. But
and let me tell you something, Colonel. When I get aggressive, I get hungry. And when we get hungry, where do you go to eat?
Oh,
ham steak. That for a segue, huh?
Ham wake and scrambled eggs.
Ma's Place. Steak. Ma's Place Restaurant in Harker Heights, 139 West Memorial, Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. Ma's, Vicky, Katie, what a great place. And I'm not blowing smoke. You look at the old cafeteria plates, the oval plates, and the food overflows the plate. The prices are great. The food's delicious. The atmosphere is homey. It's a great place to go.
It kind of reminds me back of the little town. I grew up in a very small town, and everybody knew everybody. And you go into the restaurant, and you sit with your friends at the table.
Yep.
But you go into Ma's Place there, and it'll be full. There'll be people at every table. And if there's a couple empty seats, people just wave you over. And in just a couple of minutes, you're family again. So, or your family to start with.
You know what I like, too, is when the waitresses come up and they start messing with you. They're messing with you like your brother or sister. They'll come up to you, crack a joke, know you because from your last time. For me, for example, a perfect example would be I drink caffeinated coffee. And so the lovely waitress would come over and bring me decaf. Is that what you want? I go, no, you know I don't want that. And she's messing with me with a big smile on her face. So they get to know you. They have some fun with you. It's a good time. And if you're looking on Facebook, here's the menu. It's book form. It should be in a hardcover book. There's a lot of stuff. You go online, hopefully you'll be driving an hour, because if you're driving and your significant other's in the passenger seat looking online saying, hey, what do you want to eat? It's going to take about an hour for you to figure out what it is because there's so many options to pick. So check them out. Ma's Place Restaurant in Harker Heights. It's 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard. Here's the phone number. 254-699 0011.
And you can call ahead and order.
Call ahead and order, and they'll have it ready for you. Ask for the Matt Special. The Matt Special, that's my special. I put it together, and they do a great job, and it tastes delicious. It's a BLT, a delicious BLT with half the pig put on it. It's got Texas toast, onion rings that a small dog could jump through, and a black cup of coffee. And what it does is it makes Katie cook fresh onion rings, and she just loves to do that for you. So make sure you ask for the Matt Special along with a whole bunch of other stuff. All right. Colonel, take it away. What do you got?
All right. We've had our quote, and we'll go it again here. If you do not take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you are doomed to live under the rule of fools. And also, if you don't participate, you really don't have any right to gripe and complain about what goes on. But I'm telling you, City Hall can use some supervision. And the people that represent you down there are not any better than you are. And a lot of times, they can use some education, and you will have an exposure in different areas and perhaps their expertise, and you can inform them, and they kind of give you the slope forehead treatment when they slap their forehead and said, oh, you're right.
Could have had a V8.
Yeah, could have had a V8. All right, so the sponsor.
V8 is great. V8's great and a Bloody Mary, by the way.
Yep. Our sponsor, Bell County Commissioner Precinct 3, Bill Schumann. I appreciate the sponsorship of the radio show, and also I would commend the commissioner's court. The drought has really messed up the road bases, the huge cracks in the road bases and the edges of the road sliding off, and they're having to rebuild all the roads.
Oh, but wait, Colonel. Striping. Let's sell our water to somebody else. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Suck that water out. Let it subside. All right. So we are supposed to have three branches of government. This is the way our Constitution is set up. Article 1 is the legislative, Congress. Article 2 is the executive, the president. And Article 3 is the judicial. Let's talk a little bit about Article 1 and Article 2 today. Article 1, Section 1, Clause 1. So that's the first division is article, the second is a paragraph, and or a section, and then a group of paragraphs, and then the clause is the paragraph. So Article 1, Section 1, Clause 1, all legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and House of Representatives. People, what does all mean? We'll talk about that in more in a minute. And then Article 1, Section 7, all bills for raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, because that House is reelected every 2 years. Every single member is term limited to 2 years. They have to be reelected at the end of 2 years. If you don't like what they're doing, for heaven's sakes, get out there and vote and turn them out. But we keep reelecting the same liars, the same blaspheming liars that swear on a Bible and at the same time have no intent of following the Constitution.
Let's be clear on something, Colonel. There's some people get elected and make mistakes. They think they're doing good. We're talking about the ones who are in there for evil intent, and they know who they are and they know what they're doing.
We're going to talk about government spending in just a moment. But let's go back to this one. Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7. All right? No money shall be drawn from the Treasury, but in consequence of appropriations made by law. All right? So Congress has to pass a law. It has to be signed by the president in order to take money out of the Treasury. So where does Biden get the money that he's going to bail out the Silicon Valley Bank, which has been nothing more than an ATM, automatic teller machine, for the Democrats? Big donations, millions of dollars.
Does it really matter where he gets the money from? They're just printing it. Seriously, does it really matter?
Well, when they print money, what does it do? It dilutes the money in your pocket.
I understand that, but that doesn't matter to them. They just freaking do it.
Well, and that's exactly what we're going to talk about here in just a second here. So I just want to get into that. Milton Friedman is an economist. He's pretty mature right now. He may have deceased, but he's on video, and here's a little economic lesson for today from Milton Friedman. In his book, Free to Choose, he detailed that there are four ways to spend money. All right. The first one is you spend money, your own money, on yourself. And when you spend your own money, you economize. You try to get the best bang for the buck, and you seek the highest value or utility when you buy something for yourself. You want it to last and you want it to be of quality. And then the second way to spend money is you spend your own money on someone else. And here you try to get the best bang for the buck when you're buying it, but you don't really seek the highest value, because once you give it to them, it's their problem. The third way is you spend someone else's money on yourself. You get a government rebate check, or somebody gives you a Christmas gift, and you go out and you buy something. You don't economize, but you do seek the highest value because it's for yourself. So that's the third way. And then the fourth way, and the least efficient, is you spend someone else's money on someone else. What does that remind you of? How about the government spending tax money, the taxpayers' money, for somebody else, for the school? They have no motivation. They don't economize, and they don't seek the highest value. Perhaps they seek the highest kickback, but not the highest value. So, four ways to spend money. Spend your own money on yourself. Spend your own money on someone else. Spend someone else's money on yourself. And then the least desirable is you spend someone else's money on someone else.
Now, Colonel, we're going to be taking a break. When we come back, we're going to continue on with the Colonel. I wanted to hit a couple of notes here. Help me out with this, Colonel. Got some people asking or making comment about President Trump. Mm-hmm. Going to be in Waco on the 25th, is it?
I do not know.
I think they were trying to ask to see if you...
No, next Saturday. Yes, I read that. Saturday. I wanted to put that out there. With Shelley coming on, though, we need a lot of time for Shelley because she's got so much information. I want to put this out right now, 20 seconds. And then also, I saw this Trump announcement that he will be arrested on Tuesday. This is going to be interesting. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the Colonel will continue on with what he's talking about. 254-697-6633.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host, finishing up the first hour of the program. Give me a call, 254-697-6633. The Colonel, Rayford Brown, my wingman, is doing his constitutional segment. It's always good. Make sure you take down notes. And Dr. Shelley Cole will be in starting in the 10 o'clock hour. She's got she's a walking encyclopedia of information. So if you've got questions, get them ready and prepared so you can ask them accordingly. And I'm sure she'll be more than happy to talk with you and answer them. But right now, Colonel Rayford Brown. Go ahead, Colonel.
All right. We were talking, and we just went through a little bit of how to spend money, the four ways to spend money. And now let's go back to Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States and the 19 different things, or 19 clauses. Some people say it's 18. It depends if you join a couple of these together. But it's as I read it, there are 19 separate phrases. And Article 1, Section 8, Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises, and to pay the debts and provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States. Now, that's general welfare, and that's not about individual people or giving money to anybody. It's the general welfare of all the states in the Union. Clause 2, to borrow money on the credit of the United States. To regulate commerce with foreign nations and among the several states and with the Indian tribes. No, that was one sentence. And the regulation of commerce with foreign nations is the same as it is with the several states. And the states, remember that when this is started, they are sovereign individual states with all the rights and powers of every other nation in the world. And they join together for mutual defense against Europe and the bigger countries over there.
That concept you just said may be brand new to somebody today.
And the idea that this is the United States is a single country did not really start until after the Civil War. To establish a uniform rule of naturalization and uniform laws on the subject of bankruptcies throughout the United States. So you couldn't flee from one state to another to avoid a bankruptcy. To coin money, regulate the value thereof and of foreign coin, and fix a standard of weights and measures. And it's interesting that we have standards of weights and measures. We can measure to a quadrillionth of an ounce and measure the movement of light to a fraction of a centimeter, but we let the Federal Reserve flex the value of our money on a daily basis. Clause 6. To provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States and fix the standard of weights and measures. To provide for the punishment of counterfeiting the securities and current coin of the United States.
Hey, Colonel, wouldn't it be fair to say that the money that's being printed now is counterfeit?
Since
it's worthless?
It's worthless. It is fiat currency. The original intent, the money, there's a saying that nothing that can be inflated or anything that can be inflated will be inflated. And if it can be denigrated, it will be denigrated. But we had gold and silver on deposit for any money that was in circulation. And you could take your gold and silver down to the bank and get gold and silver certificates for your money. And then you could spend the certificates instead of carrying around a bag of coins. And then we started exceeding our ability to pay. The government expanded beyond their authorized limits, and then the money, we had to deflate the money, we had to decrease the value of what you had stored or saved so that we could pay off our debts. And it's getting worse by the day. To provide post offices and post roads, to promote the progress of science and useful arts by securing for limited times to authors and inventors the exclusive right to their respective writings and discoveries, to define and punish piracies and felonies committed on the high seas and offenses against the law of nations, and to constitute tribunals inferior to the Supreme Court, which is set up by the Article 3, to declare war, grant letters of marque and reprisal, and make rules concerning the captures on the land and the water. And that captures, if you captured a boat during the War of Independence, they didn't know what to do with it because they didn't know how to divide up the spoils.
Isn't there two? There's the naval law and then there's the law of the land, right?
Naval law, which applies to all nations, and then there's also the law within our country. So may or may not be the same. To raise and support armies, but no appropriation of money to that use shall be for a longer term than 2 years. The colonists were scared to death of a standing army because a standing army can be used, and they had just seen the British occupy our country with a standing army. So they didn't want that. They wanted to raise and support or to provide and maintain a navy. The navy's job was to defend our water-bounded country. So they wanted plenty of navy, but they didn't want a standing government, and they had a militia. So that's the next one.
Isn't that equivalent to the Roman army not crossing the Rubicon? Once they've crossed the Rubicon, it's like this standing army is in Rome. Isn't that the same concept?
I am not sure about that.
All right, I pass it.
Okay. To make rules for the government and regulations of land and naval forces, to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions, to provide for organizing, arming, and disciplining the militia, and for governing such part of them as may be employed in the service of the United States, to exercise exclusive legislation in all cases whatsoever over such district, not exceeding 10 miles square, as may, by secession or by cession of particular states and the acceptance of Congress, become the seat of government of the United States, and to exercise like authority over other places purchased by the consent of the legislature of the state in which the same shall be, for the erection of forts, magazines, arsenals, dockyards, and other needful buildings. Now, I want to go back and read this again. Okay, the Washington, D.C. as we know it, and we've got the J-6ers locked up in Washington, D.C. by the Washington, D.C. police. And I want to emphasize that Congress is responsible for what's going on there. Although it's being done by Washington, D.C. government, that government has had the authority delegated to it by Congress, but Congress cannot delegate the responsibility from the Constitution. So Congress, by silence, is acquiescing or consenting to this mob rule in Washington, D.C. and the mistreatment of the prisoners and the political prisoners.
You made a comment. There are some things that Congress can delegate, and there's some things that they cannot delegate. Is that what you just said?
That's true. They can delegate authority to do something to an agency or something.
Like an ATM.
But they can't, if it's authorized to them, like,
right.
If we've got the Second Amendment that says Congress shall make no or shall not infringe, then that restricts what they can delegate. They can't delegate something they don't have. And that's a big thing. I can't give you Matt's car because I don't own his car. And I can't give you the right to drive that car because I don't have the right to give away. So when Congress doesn't have the right or the sovereignty of Texas to give away, they can't give away the sovereignty of Texas in the USMCA, the US-Mexico-Canada Agreement. They also gave away our sovereignty when they signed the United Nations Charter. But because of the Second Amendment and all these people that are armed to the teeth, the United Nations can't collect that. And then the final one, to make all laws which shall be necessary and proper for carrying into execution the foregoing powers. Not anything they want to do, but only necessary and proper for carrying into execution the Constitution. and all other powers vested by this Constitution in the government of the United States or any department or officer thereof. So there are the restrictions. Is there anything in there about the president making executive orders to give people from one group, of giving the money from one group to another group, like the Silicon Valley Bank, where there's only very limited authority under the FDIC, the Federal Deposit Insurance, for $250,000, and Biden says, well, I'm going to make everybody's deposit, even $500 million whole. So he doesn't have that authority to do that because it's never been delegated to him. They've given to him by the Constitution or by the people. We, the people, by the Constitution, gave power to the federal government. And the federal government is not supposed to have any power except what we, the people, have shared with it. Is there anything in there about government schools? No. As a matter of fact, the Founding Fathers said that there was nothing worse than the federal or a government telling the children what the government thinks the children ought to know about the government. So we have an issue there. I've got 1 minute, right?
You've got 30 seconds.
Okay. And the executive, Article 2, Clause 1, the executive power shall be vested in the President of the United States. What is executive power? Execute. He is to execute and faithfully execute the laws of the land. He's not to make laws.
Not make
he's
laws.
To execute them.
That's right. Very good, Carl. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a 3-minute break approximately. And when we come back in the 10 o'clock hour, Dr. Shelley Cole will be with us. The number here is 254-697-6633. You can check us out on KRXT 98.5 FM or right here at 105.1 or go to aaronsgunshop.com and stream us live on Facebook.
Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Cameron Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrina feed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Wanted was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans. plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. I've got my wingman, the Colonel Rafer Brown, in the studio. My special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. I'm going to say the formal hellos in just a second. Let me tell everybody how they can get a hold of us. We're simulcasting here on this station, 105.1 FM, The Ranch. Also, 98.5 KRXT FM as well, out of Rockdale. You can check us out live on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. And if you miss something on this program, worry not. It's all recorded and put into podcasts. Clear, good sounding, quality podcast on Spotify, Apple, Podbean. You can go to aaronsgunshops.com, go to the radio show page, and it'll be up there as well. You can fast forward it to what you want and share it with everybody you know on all your social platforms and any other methods you can do it. Okay, and don't forget, in the center of the radio show page is a donation button if you feel led to help continue this type of programming. Feel free to do on a monthly basis a contribution which you feel is feasible within your budget. It would be greatly appreciated. But right now, I've got Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, it's a pleasure. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you here.
I love the drive. I mean, it's fun coming and going through the beautiful countryside, now seeing the bluebonnets.
Yeah, aren't they nice?
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Here's a trick. Don't take the picture head on. Do it in an oblique angle. It'll just be a sea of blue.
There you go.
Okay. That's my.
Have you gotten your perfunctory blue bonnet picture?
I stopped doing that 20 years ago.
Exactly.
I was just discussing this with my wife that I was going to put on my black briefs and go out and lay in the blue bonnets.
Oh,
and get a bunch of fire
ants.
Oh, wait,
this is an image, Rafer.
TMI. Moving on. Shelley, talk to us. What do you got going on?
Well, you know, you reached out to me and asked, you know, like, what do you want to talk about? And so I wanted to cover a topic that I felt like really pertains to the vast majority of people that are listening. And so I want to talk about heart disease, and then I want to talk about their medications that people get for heart disease.
That's huge, yeah.
And, you know, it's the number one killer of men and women, okay? 600,000-plus people die every year from a heart attack or
stroke. It's not just like one thing. There's so many different things that can affect your heart, right?
Exactly, exactly. But it is the number one killer. It's more than cancers. Which is still surprising, considering cancer is now affecting 1 in 3 females and 1 in 2 males.
What, breast and testicle or just in general?
Just no. General. So if you were born after 1965, you have a 1 in 2 chance as a male of getting cancer, and you have a 1 in 3 chance as a female.
That's 50%, right?
That's right, 50%.
Does that count the little bitty ones or just the big ones?
Cancer is cancer.
You know, Shelley, that's the same thing like jumping out of airplanes. The chute's either going to open or it's not.
Exactly.
So it's about,
exactly.
Wow, what a rate.
Exactly.
I thought he was
talking about breasts. Well, that's why I asked. When she said man and woman, I wasn't sure if it was specific types of cancer.
Right, right.
The little ones or the big
ones. Oh. Right, Rayford. But, hey, that ivermectin medicine, you know, that they call the horse dewormer, that the CDC has maligned and, you know, just completely discredited themselves, actually is an amazing anti-cancer medicine. Absolutely amazing anti-cancer. And they did a fascinating study looking at 5 months, just taking 8 doses of ivermectin, a therapeutic dose, which is 400 micrograms per kilo, the same as a horse,
You know, just depends on your weight. If you took 8 doses of ivermectin over a 5-month period of time, it lowered your all cause of death by 50%.
Why don't you hear
about
this?
Actually, wait, 40%.
Why don't you hear about this, Shelley? I know the answer.
Well,
I'm asking
you.
Yeah,
you know, because it's cheap. It's cheap.
Don't cure it. Don't cure it. Treat it, right?
Don't cure it, yeah. And one of the meds I really want to cover is my number one hit medicine on my hit list is the cholesterol medicines. You know, because there's so much damage that they do. And yet, once you reach a certain threshold age, the doctor will... It doesn't even matter if your cholesterol is perfectly normal, you know. So I wanted to talk about cholesterol. I want to talk about the cholesterol meds. I want to talk about the side effects of these medicines. Because your doctor probably doesn't know this.
This is interesting. You got lots of time. Breaking it down one step at a time, I think, is going to be great for the audience. I'll try to keep my muzzle on as much as I can. But you know me, I'm always excited with questions. But go ahead.
That's good. So let's just start with the test, the blood test, the cholesterol test. You know, everyone gets it. And it, way back 18 to 20 years ago, we only had one test, which was called the cholesterol test, and it was the total cholesterol, right? And I bet you that most people would remember that if your number is less than 200, that's good, right? If it's over 200, that's high and that's abnormal, right? You know, that's kind of the threshold that they have, and it still stands today as less than 200 is considered good, and then they flag it as, quote, abnormal if it goes over 200.
I don't remember that, but something's sticking in my head. I may be wrong. Help me out here.
Yeah.
Is there a good cholesterol and a bad cholesterol?
There is.
Okay.
There is.
What's the deal on that?
So let's talk a little bit about the total, and then we'll get into different types of cholesterol. But the total cholesterol is actually a combination of HDL. It also has LDL in it, and then it has about 20% of your triglycerides. So it's a combination of different types of cholesterol that makes up the total cholesterol. And so do you know, Rayford, or do you guys know what total cholesterol has the lowest death rate?
No idea.
Any guess?
No guess at all.
170.
70, right? Okay.
170.
Actually, it's 251. 251. So you would be flagged as abnormal because you have an elevated cholesterol over 200.
But you're saying that's good.
It's a good thing. Yeah. Well, like in anything in medicine, isn't death our main criteria? If we can lower the death rate, that's what we want to do, right?
So I got to ask a question here. Look, you're on my program. I've known you now for, what, close to 3 years probably?
Yep.
Been on my other show, The Whole Works. So I know you. But there's probably people who've never heard you before on this particular show.
Okay.
And they're saying, well, wait a minute. Everybody's saying this, and now you're saying that. How can you assure them? Look, ladies and gentlemen, I know this. She's got a reputation and a history that's great. But there's people out there probably going, oh, how do you get this information? Why are you saying this and everybody else is saying that? How would you answer that, Shelley?
Well, because I can tell you the stats. I mean, the death rate increases when your cholesterol drops. You can ask any oncologist, cancer specialist, doctor that question. As the total cholesterol goes down, it's a very ominous sign. It's a sign of impending death. Okay. And it's true. The Japanese lipid intervention trial with 47,000 patients found that the total cholesterol had the highest of all cause of death. Okay.
These are legitimate studies. The numbers don't lie.
An Austrian study back in 2004, 150,000 subjects. The low cholesterol levels predicted premature death in men and women over the age of 50. The lower your cholesterol, total cholesterol is, the higher your death rate.
So how do we jack it up?
Okay, well, that's a great question. That is a great question.
Deliciously, how do we jack it up?
Deliciously, well...
Bacon? Oh, man.
Bacon.
I'm going for another cinnamon roll. Moz. I'll be right back.
Moz, Matt's special.
Exactly. Yeah. Here's one last study that you want on death. The death rate for women was 5.2 times higher with a lower cholesterol of 155. Okay? So the total cholesterol is all we had, you know, 18, 20 years ago. And then they found out that a portion of that, if it were high, it would be a good thing. And that was called HDL. Okay. And that was the time that we said, well, you need to get a lipid panel, a profile. You need to know what the triglycerides are, what the HDL is, what the LDL calculation is. And you need to know your total cholesterol. Okay, that's when we started branching out and talking about the different types of cholesterol that we had.
Okay. My first reaction is, why do you mess with something that's working already?
Well, yeah.
Money. I know the answer to that. I've read the book. Big Pharma.
Well, Big Pharma loves to muck with cholesterol. But I'm just telling you, someone with a total cholesterol of 251 has a lower death rate than someone who has a cholesterol less than 200.
All right. I got less than 20 seconds here. Let me fade out into a break. I've got Dr. Shelley Cole, healthysuccessworks.com. Awesome woman. Known her for some years now. She's right on the money. You got a question, give me a call here, 254-697-6633. If you got a question, check us out on Facebook at aaronsgunshop.com. Be back. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, located at 850 North Highway 77 in Cameron, is the largest independent Lazy Boy retailer in Central Texas. Family-owned and operated for 40 years, Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces has huge selections on living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture, as well as accessories from Lazy Boy, Mayo, and Simmons. Also available are floor coverings, countertops, lighting, and ceiling fans. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Call them now at 254-697-6759. Or go to deniosfurniture.com. It's worth the drive to Cameron. Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about McGuire Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114. Or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to McGuireTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, McGuireTire.com.
Morningstar Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Camp Adventure Radio program.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Radio program. Matt, your host. With me, my special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole. Shelley, before we go any further, I want people to know about your seminars that you have.
Yeah.
How they get a hold of you, who you are, where you're at, what you do, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it's true. I guess I really haven't, you know, introduced myself to the audience. But I trained at the Mayo Clinic. A long, long time ago.
No way. You're like a spring chicken.
Oh, you're sweet. But a long time ago, and have been in private practice in Temple, Texas for over 25 years. And what happened was, as I moved away from establishment medicine, and I had no ownership to anyone except that patient sitting before me in the exam room, you know. And so I could think, you know, like, well, what is the very best thing for this patient? What can I do? And so I wasn't limited by formularies, and I didn't have, you know, the Medicare, you know, I didn't have to say, you know, do you have any guns in the home? And, you know, do you feel safe at home? You know, this kind of thing.
Why, yes, I do, actually.
I feel safe at home because I do have guns at home, you know.
And I see on my Medicare explanation of benefits that my doctor got $4.80 for asking that question.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
I'm serious. It has a block on there. He asked about my health or my mental state and stuff.
Right.
And this was, you know, the question of
are you safe? Do you, I mean, what happens if you don't say anything? You know, like if you just says, I am not going to discuss that with you. I'm here to talk about my, you know, ears or whatever I'm here for.
Let me answer that question on two different things. One is the census, and two is on a medical form. The census, when they send out the census, it is a big black border. That is the constitutional required information you need to put. They don't need to know how many toilets. So I fill that information out, say it, and flip them the salute, okay?
Exactly.
When it comes to this form, how about this? Do you do that? You don't need to know none of this, Doc. No disrespect to you, Dr. Shelley.
Right.
I'm here for this. If you need to know the medicines because you're going to prescribe me medicines, I get it. You don't want to mix them up and match it. But you don't need to know nothing else. Sorry, I don't sign it. I never get a question.
And that's the same thing. The constitutionally, the census is a number of people and their age and their names that live at this household.
Right.
That's all they're authorized. And when I got this quote-unquote community survey, and they wanted to know my income, and they wanted to know if we owned our house, and they wanted to know this and that and everything, I left it blank. Mm-hmm. I didn't make any nasty comments, but I didn't.
See, that's why I love you guys.
I don't know why you love us. We interrupt you all the time.
No, you're independent thinkers. And so were we talking about cholesterol?
Cholesterol.
Okay. Is that a boring topic? Or?
Not at all. It's very interesting because just the way you brought it up, it had one number and then they broke it down. And then all of a sudden, pharma gets into it and they want to make money on it. And they're giving you wrong directions. And people are trying to do this and that because they truly want to be good.
Right.
But they're screwed up in the head now.
Well, of course, because, you know, doctors used to say diet and exercise. Right. To lower your cholesterol, diet and exercise. Well, like, it's like, well, what kind of diet are they actually talking about? I don't know. But anyway, about 18, you know, 20 years ago, the HDL came out. And so
what does that stand for?
high density lipoprotein.
Gotcha. Okay.
And so it's a type of cholesterol. Okay. So that kind of cholesterol lives in the liver and goes into the coronary arteries and scavenges the plaque and refines and remodels and heals the artery and cleans it out. Okay. It is huge. I mean, it is such an important number that about 5 years ago, they stopped defining all the different types of cholesterol, and they just said non-HDL and HDL. So if you look at your lipid panel, and I hope that some people will be getting theirs out, because I'm going to be giving you some numbers and ways to calculate and determine, is my cholesterol really bad or is it not?
I'm blessed. I don't have that situation at this time, but I know there's probably a lot of people out there and they're just like, whoa, she's talking my language. So keep going. Yeah, because people are listening.
So the good cholesterol is called HDL, and but all of these cholesterols are necessary, okay? They're not bad, you know? So I don't want people to get the impression that LDL cholesterol is bad, because it has a role, okay? A very, very important role. And so what we found was if the HDL was super high, then that would raise the total cholesterol number. So it could be over 220 or, 250. But if it was because the good cholesterol, HDL, was high, that was a good thing, right? But they still are reporting it as, your total cholesterol needs to be less than 200. So anyway, it was crazy that they kept doing that, because it flags it, and then people get worried. They say, I have high cholesterol. I have high cholesterol because my total cholesterol number is over 200. But that's just simply not true.
Shelly, so is cholesterol like a bicycle? Huh? What, Matt? What are you talking about? Seriously. If I've got a spare bicycle tire over here, and I've got a bicycle chain over there, and I got a bicycle seat over here, they're worthless to me. They all have their own problems. They're taking up space. But you put them all together in a bicycle, and it works great. So you get this cholesterol, and you break it down. Each one, you can't use it by itself. You've got to use them all together. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. I mean, you have to understand the whole panel, okay? You can't just have one number and then be told. If you have a doctor in 2023 that's telling you you have high cholesterol, and they're looking at your total cholesterol number alone, you need to find someone else. I mean, that is an incompetent fool who doesn't read and who needs to get out of the practice of medicine.
Wow, that's a big statement, ladies and gentlemen. Big statement, and I know where she's coming from.
Well, it just makes me angry.
What? I fired a cardiologist because he demanded that I wear a mask, and I told him that wearing a mask, you're not paying any attention to science. It doesn't work for stopping a virus. It has nothing to do with this.
Let's keep it simple, Colonel. Your expertise is flying, right? And you can hear when somebody's blowing smoke up your tailpipe, right?
Well, I said if he's not reading science, he doesn't follow science. What is this stuff that he's telling me about my heart? Does he know what he's talking about, or is he just taking somebody's blind?
Well, that's what I think is very interesting, because a lot of people, have been going in for an ear infection or whatever, and then they're told, did you have the vaccine? Did you have the vaccine? You're like, no, I'm not here for the vaccine. I'm here to get something else taken care of. And so I would really like to cover this, because
airways are yours.
Well, thank you.
It's
thank
the Dr. Shelley show at the moment.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about triglycerides.
All right.
Okay. Triglycerides actually have been linked to heart disease. So your total triglyceride number, now it should be less than 150.
Can you explain what that is, though?
It's a type of cholesterol.
You're talking to me now.
Okay. It's a type of cholesterol that you make, and it travels through the bloodstream. Okay. So triglyceride is made inside the cell. Okay. And I usually draw a little picture when I'm talking about this in my classes.
There's some people watching. You can actually use
it. Oh, okay, okay. So you make triglyceride inside the cell. Once it gets to a certain concentration, it goes outside the cell, okay? And the outside of the cell is the bloodstream, So that's the blood test. So we find out how much cholesterol you make outside of the cell in the bloodstream.
Got it.
Now, once that concentration outside the cell that's in the bloodstream gets to a certain level, it has a feedback mechanism that goes back to the cell and says, stop making cholesterol. We don't need to make any more. We're done. You don't need to make any more. Okay? So the body has all of these mechanisms to stay, make more, stop making. It's like a thermostat.
And we all, our bodies got this from the amoeba that came up on shore and turned into an ape and then turned into humans, right? As compared to...
We're not talking about Darwinism and evolution.
As compared to our creator who created us in this manner that has all the ways to fix ourselves. It's incredible.
Yes. God made us. It's incredible. Just... And we have only scratched the surface of understanding the human body and all the miraculous things that it can be done. So the cholesterol has a negative feedback mechanism to tell it to turn off and stop making it, okay? But when you eat a lot of carbohydrates, okay, like rice... Rice's the big culprit. When somebody brings me their triglycerides and I see their number and it's super elevated, you know, and I always tell the story about the young gentleman who was in his middle 20s and he came in. Now, remember, the cutoff for normal is 150, okay? He came in and his triglycerides were 2,200, okay? And I said, you got to stop eating rice. And he goes, how did you know? I eat rice every single meal. And so we just changed his diet a little bit. 3 weeks later, he was down to 200.
That's amazing. We're going to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Shelley Cole. Don't forget, HealthySuccessWorks.com.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Beatros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. Program. Matt, your host. My special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. If you want to talk to Dr. Shelley with a question or a comment, 254-697-6633. Having a great conversation here. She's breaking it down where even I, the 15-cent man, can grasp it. There are people out there like the Colonel. He's a 95% or 95% word type of guy. Actually, no, you're a dollar quarter guy.
Yeah, you give me the quarter. You asked for the quarter treatment, so I'm feeling pretty good.
I'm confused.
You know, you're a $2 lady.
You're a $2 lady.
Somebody tries to explain something to me. I go, look, it's me you're talking to. Make it simple. Use 10-cent words, please.
Right,
not dollar
right,
words.
Right,
but
right.
You, you're giving $2 information at a 50-cent level where people can understand it. It's awesome.
Oh, well, good, good.
You're the people's doctor, Shelley.
I'm waiting for the end. No, I mean, I've spent 25 years plus trying to be able to communicate, you know, with people and, you know, teach them this. And what I found was people do care about their health. They absolutely do care, and they want to know, and they often tell me, you know, I'm totally confused because everything you're telling me is completely the opposite of what my doctor says, and so I just say, well, you know, there's corruption in medicine now. There's money in it, big money in medicine, and the royalties and the patents that doctors can get, you know, by inventing these meds is corrupting my profession. And so, you know, the local doctor on the front lines, they just read the medical journals, okay? And they look and they go, oh, the cholesterol medicine lowers your risk for a stroke or a heart attack by 33%.
Is that like the Indians trying to believe that the government's there to help them? Is that the same concept idea where the doctors read the medical journey? They just have to take faith that the medical journal is going to give them the proper information. In reality, Big Pharma is trying to manipulate it. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so. It also is, you know, you've got your people above you, the ones you're training, that are training you, your colleagues that you respect. And you know, there's this little component of I'm intimidated because, gosh, that guy is so smart. You know, what if I ask him something like this and he'll go, like, well, what, you're an idiot or something, you know, questioning the narrative. And so it's been so perverted at this point, you know, the standard guidelines. Let me just divert to high blood pressure, because in 2017, they redefined high blood pressure, okay? Before 2017, if your blood pressure was over 140 over 90, you had to have it on two separate doctor appointments. You had to sit calmly for 20 minutes before you got your blood pressure, and you had to accurately taken it, not these digital readers that overdiagnose. Yes.
And they, I go in, they walk you right in there, immediately slam you in the seat. They put the cuff on you, and while they're the machine's taking your blood pressure, they start taking your oral history. And everything violates the protocol, just like
right,
you said.
Right. That's why I pointed out, okay? And so what happened was they lowered it to 120 over 80. Okay?
That's the current one that we're familiar with.
120 over 80. Now, do you really think that a 20-year-old woman at 100 pounds should have the same blood pressure as an 80-year-old man?
It wouldn't make sense to be that way, no.
No, no. So what happens over the decades is the blood vessels get stiffer and more rigid, okay? So what do you think happens? The heart has to work harder to get the blood through the stiffer, more rigid blood vessels, okay? So it's not uncommon for someone in their 70s to have a blood pressure 160 over 70, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That's normal. That's what we call the pulse pressure, the difference between the top number, the systolic number, and the diastolic number, which is the lower number.
So I'm assuming if the numbers are lower, that means the person, even though they're older, is in pretty darn good shape.
That lower number, yeah, if it's at 70, that's fine. But they're saying, no, every single person has to go on a blood pressure medicine.
Shelley, a minute ago.
And we had 44 million new blood pressure patients overnight in 2017.
And that's more money. That's exactly overnight. Right. Big Pharma wants to sell Losartan.
And so what do we do, you all? So what happens is these people that have normal blood pressure, it's 160 over 70. Now the doctor says, well, you got to have it less than 120. You got to go on this medicine. So now they're confused.
That's why I don't
go. And they're tired. And they fall. Because when you stand up abruptly, all the pressures in your body have to adapt immediately. And if you're taking one of those metoprolol or propranolol or a beta blocker, anything with an OL at the end, you're slowing your heart rate. And so it takes a little while to adjust. And so they're tired, they're confused, they fall. What we're doing to the elderly is criminal.
Shelley, I have a question. What you're talking about, the medication that they're giving out, they give it these weird names, and I think there's a legal reason why they come up with these weird names. It can't sound like something normal, okay? But when they say, you take this pill, and it will help this. Now, the side effects are hairy tongue, dried up liver, pass out, can't breathe, your blood clots.
Erectile dysfunction.
Why would somebody do that?
Death.
Death. Yeah,
death. They always had that one at the end, too.
Who would do that? Yeah. And that's why they say it's about, make those hairy tongue. Shh, didn't tell you anything.
Yeah. Well, that was, that was the, I think it was in 1996 when they first started to allow pharma to advertise. Okay. And that's when they completely usurped the media. Before that, we actually would have exposés on pharma. And, you know, you remember 2020 would do an expose on Merck and this kind of thing.
Well, we got to be clear. Let's put this out because we've talked about this many a times. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to you if you're not familiar with this. When you hear a news report on a lamestream media about, let's say, COVID jabs and all this kind of stuff, make sure you listen to the end to hear if you heard the thing. The person say, that segment was brought to you by Pfizer. Now,
exactly.
What do you think Pfizer's going to do? Do you think they're going to promote an article that's going to be against them? Hello?
Exactly. So the blood pressures are a big, big deal and very disturbing to see, especially the elderly when they're being put on blood pressure medicines unnecessarily. The authors that I truly respect don't even discuss high blood pressure until it's 200 over 100, okay? But they're making people like feel like they're in a hypertensive crisis at 140 these days. Oh, you know, let's quick stat. You need a high blood pressure medicine,
they
which
do
is
that.
Ludicrous.
They do that to try to get your blood pressure up to 200. Oh, my God, really? And it starts going up. See, told you.
It's terrible. But the problem is high blood pressure is a symptom. It's not a disease, okay? It's not a disease. And so if you treat it, you're masking the symptom.
Making more money.
And you're gonna make the heart work harder. You know, it's going to have to work harder. There are going to be other mechanisms that come into force because that body wants to get the blood to the cell. And so if you take a blood pressure medicine and you prevent the heart from pumping harder or faster, then the blood doesn't get to the cell, and so it makes it worse. So I say the worst thing you can do for a high blood pressure patient is give them a high blood pressure med.
Wow, you just flipped everybody's wig out there. You did.
The well, does it make sense that what I'm saying?
Makes total sense.
Yes, do you all see that? Does everyone in the room?
Makes total sense.
Okay,
and
well.
You can back it up. I see the stat you come with. I know you're not pulling it out of the air. Where I was going to tell you something. I asked somebody about the numbers for a blood pressure test. Yeah. Nobody could tell me what it means. They go, well, that's the top one. That's yeah, I know that. But where does it come from? What does it mean? People
exactly.
are doing stuff to you, and they don't know what – they can't explain it. That's why I said 25-cent words. And you, $2 lady, can explain it in a 50-cent, 25-cent terminology that we all can understand, which makes
good.
You even a $3 person.
Oh, wow.
We'll get you to $5 yet.
I had one – Doc was talking about blood pressure, and he said when your blood pressure goes high, the first thing he does is run renal tests or kidney stuff. He says because high blood pressure is usually impacted by your kidneys because they have a direct link to if they're not able to filter and
right,
do stuff,
right.
they need more blood pressure to get the blood down there.
Right.
So,
yeah, well, kidneys are affected, you know. But again, we need to treat cause of disease, not symptoms. You're just going to be treating symptom after symptom after symptom after symptom if you approach medicine that way. Or you could just take care of the problem. So I want to clarify something because we were talking about triglycerides and I was telling everyone how the young man, he had a high triglyceride. It was because he ate too many starchy carbohydrates. His insulin was high. And guess what? Insulin blocks that feedback mechanism.
Ah.
So if you have diabetes, if you have, if you're eating too many carbohydrates, then you may have high triglycerides because of that.
That was a big one right there. We're going to talk about it again. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Dr. Shelley Cole, see you in three.
Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Come join us at our next free workshop. Call 254-773-8339 and ask for Dolores. Or go to our website at healthysuccessworks.com. Don't wait. We have limited space. See you soon.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Ma's Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Bitros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com. To the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program. Final segment in the second hour. Got a whole another hour to come. Dr. Shelley Cole, my special guest. Don't forget, I got the Colonel, my wingman, to the left. Shelby doing a great job at the board. Now, Shelley, first of all, 254-697-6633. We're getting a bunch of questions coming in via Facebook, text, email, and all that kind of stuff. And I told them what told you what they were. When you right. feel that you can fit them in, feel free to do so. But I know you got a lot you want to hit, so go ahead.
Yeah, well, I think whoever's texting is super smart. You know, so we were talking about too many carbohydrates raising your insulin level and preventing that feedback mechanism at the cell to stop making those triglycerides. And so I can look at somebody's lipid panel or cholesterol panel and tell what their diet is, because diet is way more effective than a statin or cholesterol medicine at lowering the triglycerides.
Okay? I think this is incredible. I've got the colonel to my left, a pilot, combat pilot, expert at what he does. Dr. Shelley Cole to my right, expert at what she does. Myself, humbly sedate, I'm pretty good when it comes to firearms. When people are shooting and they're not shooting well, the gun and the bullet impacts don't lie. When the colonel is adjusting somebody, he knows what to look for. It doesn't lie. Dr. Shelley Cole is talking right now, an expert in her field, and she can look at something and know your freaking diet because she's an expert in her field. I think that's incredible. I can see excellence a mile away, and you are an epitome of excellence.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, but it goes against, you know, those flagged, you know, if your doctor is just looking at the, quote, abnormals and normals on your cholesterol panel, they're not dissecting and really understanding fully the whole picture, you know, of your cholesterols, which can have a role in your risk for heart disease. Okay. It's not the only thing. It's the oxidation. It's the rusting, it's the damaging of the cholesterol that really causes the coronary artery plaque.
Is that a literal term, rusting? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just trying to figure, oxidation is like rust, you know, like when you have, oh gosh, I remember rust on the bumpers in the cars. Remember cars that used to have rust? Mm-hmm. Yeah, my uncle actually invented the anti-rust.
So he's got the special recipe, the secret recipe for Coca-Cola?
No.
Have you ever put Coca-Cola on a bumper? It takes off all the rust.
Does it take off all
battery
the rust?
Battery acid off a battery.
Oh, man.
I'll shut up.
Yeah, he was one smart guy. He had a PhD and worked at DuPont, and he created the rustless bumper. But nevertheless, we do need to know about our cholesterols. And so if you have too many triglycerides, you want to get them down quickly. The way is to cut your carbohydrates. And whoever texted you,
are we talking about the rice question? The brown rice, white rice?
Well, brown rice is pretty bad too, okay? Rice in general is bad. It has a high glycemic load. So that means that makes your sugars go up, your insulin go up. So brown rice is not much better than white, okay? So the cholesterols when we're dealing with them, we want to really look at the triglycerides, because we know that heart disease is caused by high triglycerides. Okay, that has been shown. And your triglycerides are directly opposing your HDL. So if your HDL, that good cholesterol we talked about, that's so protective, is low, that means your triglycerides are high. And if your HDL is high, that means your triglycerides are low. Okay, so they're inversely proportional. And those two are the ones that determine your risk for heart disease. It's your triglycerides and your HDL, okay? Not the total cholesterol and not the LDL, okay? So I want to talk about the LDL now, because if you remember in the past, your doctor was like, we got to get your LDL down. We got to get your LDL down. And it's been silence for several years now, because it was like, it really didn't work, I guess. I don't know. But they kind of dropped the topic of LDL. And so, of course, if your doctor is talking about LDL and lowering your LDL, again, that's utter incompetence. You need to find somebody who is knowledgeable. So the LDL number is actually a total LDL. Okay, because there's seven particle sizes of LDL that go into that number. So it really should be called a total LDL and not just LDL. And it's also the only one that's calculated. It's not a measured blood test. Okay, so it's not like we did a blood test and the LDL number. No. It's a calculation. And so your triglycerides can affect that. And so the LDL really is, there's only a certain type of particle size LDL that affects your risk for heart attack.
And this is all based on diet?
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question, a simple question.
Yeah.
A sincere question. Let's take everything out of the day except you wake up in the morning, and let's just say you had your eggs, bacon, toast, and coffee. Or somebody had a bowl of cereal. Hold on a second.
Okay, I'm adding up the carbs. Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Bowl of cereal, eggs,
This is strictly, I'm just talking about the meals of the day at the moment, and then I'll explain in between.
Yeah.
Then at lunch, you had maybe a sandwich on white bread with lettuce and tomato. Maybe you had a glass of water, glass of milk, whatever, a cup of coffee or a soda. And then at dinner time, you had some form of meat, whether it be chicken, pork, or beef, some green vegetable, and some potatoes. And you had maybe a piece of pie for dessert. Now, those are the three basic meals in some form or fashion. Where do we go off base? Is it not working out? Is it not being an active lifestyle? Is it all the sodas in between those? What's making us go crazy? Or is it the food itself that's contaminated?
Oh, my gosh, Matt.
I just said something now.
Oh, you just hit a... Yeah. So what happened back in 1950, the Rockefeller Institute wanted to feed the world. Okay. Sounds like a good idea. And they picked a crop and they picked wheat. Okay. And they said, if we can increase the yield of the head, then we'll be able to feed more people. And what happened was the heads became so dense with the... This was before genetic modification, okay? This was when we were hybridizing. And wheat had 14 chromosomes at the time, okay? And the top of the grain would fall over. Do you remember amber waves of grain, 4 feet tall?
Well, I was born in 63, so if you're talking literally seeing it, no, I don't, but I...
Amber waves of grain. We used to look at pictures of Kansas, and the wheat would be 4 feet tall.
Waving in the wind.
Yeah. Waving in the wind, okay? So what happened was, because they changed the head, it would fall over. So then they hybridized 18 inches. So now the stalk is only 18 inches, okay? And so that's why 99% of the wheat that's grown in the world is hybridized, and it's 18 inches off the ground.
That's interesting, because driving across country back in the 80s, driving through Kansas, I couldn't see the horizon because the wheat was so tall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And so now what's happened is They've taken out, and I've looked at all these numbers. I've never seen this written as the reason, but I put pieces of the puzzle together from different, you know, study over the years. And what I found was because they removed the emmer and the einkorn wheats of the past had about 23% protein in them. Okay. They had carbohydrates, but the protein to the carbohydrate ratio was much higher. They had more protein for every carbohydrate. Okay. But now they took out about 10 to 12%. So now they cut the protein in half for wheat. Okay. And so now the protein to carbohydrates are much, much less, a lot more carbohydrate in that wheat. Okay. And guess what happened? Our insulin skyrocketed.
See, Shelley, that's why I asked you some time ago, prior to 1950, when things were, air quote, normal in growth.
Right.
You could overcome it with natural methods.
Yes.
But now, using those natural methods of healing applied to post-1950 food, it doesn't seem to have the same effect. You got to counter it even more, right?
Right. Right. So if you ate a sandwich in 1950, your sugar would go up to 100, your insulin would bring it down promptly, and you would be fine. You know, they ate cherry pie, like you were talking about. Yeah. They ate cherry pie for, you know, they had dinner rolls. Oh, my gosh. You know, but if a woman eats a dinner roll and cherry pie, you know, anyway, but let's keep it, and we're going to compare apples to apples. So if you eat a sandwich now, your sugar goes up to 160.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
You need 60% more insulin just to do the same thing. Okay. That's why diabetes is now 1 in 2.
That's why, okay, we're going to a break. That's why it's so important to make sure you try to get the best food you can. Try to make sure you are physically fit to counter it. And then also maybe do some natural things.
Well, detoxification is super important.
I got another hour coming up with Dr. Shelley Cole. We're going to take a break. 3 minutes. 254-697-6633. Don't forget, check us out at aaronsgunshop.com, Facebook Live.
The owner of ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, Texas, is an avid gun enthusiast and enjoys helping all of his customers to find the gun that's perfect for them. With a large selection of pistols, rifles, and shotguns, finding the right gun becomes easy. Go to ANC Firearms, located at 5819 U.S. Highway 190 in Heidenhammer, or call them 254-983-4417. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, ammo, knives, and a whole lot more. ANC Firearms, 254-983-4417.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
U.S. Navy SEAL Chris Kyle said, "It's our duty to serve those who serve us. In memory of Chris, military veterans, first responders, and their families, the nonprofit American Valor Foundation was formed. Please show your support by donating to this foundation at AmericanValorFoundation.org. Also, go to their AFV gear page to purchase hats, shirts, jackets, and more. Use the promo code RADIO to get a 20% discount on all purchases. That's AmericanValorFoundation.org or call 254-459-8224. The American Valor Foundation, serving those who serve us.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on high cap adventures.
Rubio Septic Service, serving all of Milam County since 1976, is licensed, bonded, insured, and can be reached at 512-446-3986. Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale is bilingual, provides free estimates, and services septic systems and grease traps on both commercial and residential systems. Porta-potty rentals are also available. Call Rubio Septic Service in Rockdale at 512-446-3986. Once again, that's Rubio Septic Service, 512-446-3986.
Father John here from St. Luke Catholic Church in Temple, Texas, on the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. My church is at 2807 Oakdale Drive in Temple, Texas. We have Mass every day. Go to slparish.com for our Mass times. We live stream our 11 a.m. Mass every Sunday on Facebook. I'll be here once a month talking a little theology and politics and hopefully telling it like it is from a Christian perspective.
Radio program, hour number three. Matt, your host, the Colonel, Rafer Brown, my wingman. My special guest host today is Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. She's going to give you some information on how to get a hold of her. Shelby's doing a great job at the board. Dr. Shelley, well, let me do the protocol. We're simulcasting 105.1 FM, The Ranch here, and 98.5 KRXT as well. I just said that right, didn't I?
Yep.
Also, streaming live at aaronsgunshop.com Facebook page. And after the program, we'll be in podcast form on Apple, Spotify, Podbean. Check it out at the Aaron's Gun Shop radio show page. Up at the top, you'll see the recording there. You can fast forward to what you want and feel free to donate as much as you want. In the middle of the page is a donation button. Shelley, go ahead.
Well, we were talking about wheat, and then I think somebody's called and asked about detoxification, and I thought I would just touch base a little bit on that. Detox means your body burden of toxins. You know, how much toxin is your body carrying? It could be abnormal fats, like we talked about the polyunsaturated fats briefly last time. So you could have toxic inflammatory fats because you've been eating, you know, Burger King fries for 30 years, you know. My brother ate at Burger King twice a day for like a decade, you know. I'm like, oh. So anyway, so you can have a body burden of toxins, okay? Now, if you were a farmer, used a lot of chemicals, you know, been exposed to a lot of things, glyphosate, you know, then you have more toxins than other people. If you have... you know, taking care of yourself. If you try to eat a, quote, clean diet, you know, you're really trying to, you know, just eat a protein and a vegetable and you exercise and those kind of things. Everyone's at a different stage, okay? Everyone over their lifetime has had a different risk. We talked about the dentistry last time. That is a huge body burden of toxins. If you have infection in your mouth because you have a root canal, okay, or you've had your wisdom teeth excised and you have hidden infection that no one is diagnosing.
I thought it was the fillings too.
The fillings are not as bad, mm-hmm. but it's really the wisdom teeth extractions, the root canals. If you have a crown, it could have infection underneath it. Could have a cheap metal like nickel or copper underneath it. All of these things are toxins to your body. Okay. And toxins are stored in fat. Your body wants to protect you from the toxins. So you gain weight so that your toxins won't be deposited in your brain or your heart or your liver. It just stores it in the fat. And so it has a lot to do with somebody's ability to get weight off. If their body burden of toxins is too high, the body will purposely try to make you gain weight to protect you from those toxins.
Wow, that's interesting. Knowing the mechanics of it is so interesting.
I think it's amazing because we never talk about it. You know, doctors were just said, well, you've got to eat a 1,000-calorie diet, you know. And, so they were eating potatoes and, you know, like, for instance, the lean cuisine. You know, the lean cuisine little meals, you know, they're 46 grams of carbohydrates. And so when you eat those, even the, and they're what, less than 300 calories, but they send your insulin off the chart, okay? And insulin is what causes the real problem, okay? So we used to think about calories as being the issue, but it really is more your hormones. So how, you know, if you have testosterone, you have more muscle mass, you have a greater ability to burn calories. If your thyroid's working, you know, if the adrenals aren't stressed, you know, then your thyroid works better if your adrenal glands work better. But back to detox for a quick second, because it's not so simple. It really does depend on the person. If they have a really, really big body of, like if you're 60 and you haven't ever done any kind of detox and, you know, you've been exposed to just the normal environment, it would be wise to get a professional to help you with that. Because what happens is if you take like a liver cleanse, or if you, you know, eat, you know, citronella, or, you know, you spirina, you know, you use these over-the-counter detox things, you will start to mobilize your toxins. That's for sure. They will work. But the problem is they've got to get out. If you just mobilize them, then they'll redistribute in the body, and then, you know, you'll feel worse than you do now. So we always talk about pre-tox, which is making sure the inflammation at the level of the gut. We want the gut open without inflammation. We want the kidneys functioning at the proximal tubules. We want to make sure that people can sweat. Sweating is a fantastic way to get toxins out of the body.
Sauna,
infrared sauna, especially a near infrared sauna is even better.
Is that red light?
It's like red light, yep. We have a near infrared but not a full sauna in the office, but we use it for our infusions. So, but getting it out through the skin is great. Sweating is a great way of getting rid of toxins. But, you know, the kidneys have to be working. The digestive tract has to be working. So I wouldn't just recommend, you know, like starting a detox and, you know, thinking that you're going to
eliminate
the
body by the normal methods, but the one you didn't think about it was the sweating.
Sweating is a really good one. In fact, I knew Dr. Stuart Nunley, who's a biological dentist, and he had ALS, okay, Lou Gehrig's disease, and all he did was sweat it out in a sauna. That's all he did every day. There's and no, now he's Shelley, the healthiest. He's the healthiest 70-year-old man. He actually had mercury toxicity.
There's no money in that. That's
no,
why I don't tell you.
No. You know, listen, I don't think the doctor on the front line, even as misinformed as they are, you know, pushing the vaccine or whatever, or pushing the cholesterol meds, and I hope we can get to them, knows this information. Okay, they're reading the propaganda. You know, they go by the CDC guidelines, okay? And I think, you know, the FDA and the CDC has pretty well discredited themselves. I think, you know, we can now kind of all agree that, you know, we shouldn't be following those guidelines.
I want to back you up on that. Because they have discredited themselves, we can't go to a source. Like, we want gunshot wounds, we go
right
to the FBI's list or something. Everybody's got to go somewhere that we can trust. Well, these trusted institutions, you can't trust them anymore. So you got to do
right
what you do and go to these other types of, what do you call them, surveys or testing or statistics.
Well, independent. So independent. Like Substack is an independent research tool that a lot of people are using now to publish their independent research instead of, you know, having to go to the New England Journal of Medicine, which is bought and paid for by pharma. Now, you know, they can go on Substack and, you know, publish their data.
I've been reading Dr. McCullough on, on Substack and going right to the horse's mouth, and you talk about, he's telling the truth.
Well, good. Absolutely. He's a good man. He's a very good man.
Shelley, we've got probably about 2.5 minutes before the break, and then when we come back from the break, you're going to be talking about cholesterol medicines and all that. But tell everybody what type of programs you have for them to come and see you.
So we have a workshop that people can come and learn about our practice, and that's what we do primarily. We have programs where we help people, but we kind of look at them comprehensively instead of just saying, here's your directed problem, we'll try to fix that. We get away from treating symptoms. We want to really address the cause of disease. And so what we do are help people in programs primarily over a period of time. It depends, you know, if they're healthy, you know, it could be as short as 2 months. If, you know, they have several disease states or they have a lot of body burden of toxins and they need to detox for a long time, then, you know, they're longer periods of time, 6 to 9 months maybe. But, you know, if somebody wants to know about the programs, then they can come to our workshop. And then we usually offer a one-on-one consultation. But you've got to come to the workshop before we'll offer that to you.
They're booking up real fast. When's your next available workshop?
It's usually the Monday. Yeah, it's the first Monday of the month.
Let me see if I can find it.
And I know that, you know, we were full for the March one. So, but you can call the office. It's 254-773-4900 and just say I want to go to the workshop. It's free. So
I think your next one is April 3rd at 2 p.m. And
okay.
I don't know if that's still available slots because the ones before that are all full.
Yep. Yep. So they can call.
Yeah, April 3rd is maybe the one that's still got some openings, so give them a call. 772-254.
It's in Temple.
773-4900. We're fixing to go to a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about cholesterol medicines.
Okay, let's do it.
That's what
please.
You want.
Okay. I really do.
Okay.
I keep
we'll
telling
you. We're going to jump off with detox on this one.
All right, 254-697-6633. Dr. Shelley Cole will be back in 3.
The IRS is the most powerful collections agency in the world. Do you really want to go up against them alone? As a licensed tax professional, I negotiate tax debt settlements for people just like you. I will protect and defend your rights and make sure you don't pay 1 cent more than you are legally required to do. If you owe back taxes or the IRS is threatening to seize your bank account or property, call me today, Christine Stevenson, at 737-234-0196.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Have you had an auto accident? What about hail damage? Sam's Collision and Tent, located north of Buchholz on FM 1915, can fix and repair minor or major damage to your car, truck, or RV. Your lights dim, window tint peeling? Sam's Collision can fix that too. Give Sam a call at 254-697-1617 for an estimate on your repair. 15 years experience and iCar Platinum certified. Sam's Collision, 254-697-1617. Cameron Chiropractic in Milam County has been treating all kinds of physical conditions for over 30 years. Spinal decompression, lower back, leg, arm, and neck pain, tingling and numbness, neuropathy, and headaches. Cameron Chiropractic also provides testing for organ support as well. Call Cameron Chiropractic in Cameron at 254-697-4931, in Rockdale at 512-446-9595, or go to cameron-chiro.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Cole. Are you tired of just treating symptoms and want to find the real cause of your problem? We help patients find real solutions, from ozone treatments and hormone pellet therapies to comprehensive wellness programs designed specifically for you. Call Dolores at Healthy Success at 254-773-8339 or visit us at healthysuccessworks.com. See you soon.
Everybody to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. At your host, my special guest host today, Dr. Shelley Cole, HealthySuccessWorks.com. She's in the studio with us, doing a great job, giving us great information. 254-697-6633 if you have a question for the doc. Also, if you want to watch us live, you can go to Aaron'sGunShop.com, go to the Facebook page. We're streaming live there. Dr. Shelley, go ahead.
Well, we haven't covered LDL totally, and I hope I'm not geeking out too much, because it's really so important, because a lot of docs are telling people they need to get on cholesterol medicines, you know, just because they reach a certain age. I mean, and it really has nothing to do with their cholesterol. And sadly enough, if you all would indulge me, I mean, I could tell you how the statin works, because it's so perverse. And, you know, I think that people would really have a second thought about it instead of just going on it.
Heck, I got second thoughts about rice.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Right. No more rice. No more rice. Yeah. No more rice. But the LDL is really a total LDL, and it has seven different particle sizes. So one from a big, fluffy, fatty, buoyant cell, LDL, down to a tiny, tiny, dense ApoB LDL, what we call, very tiny. And so it's hard. It's like sand. Okay. And so that's the kind, if it oxidizes, it will increase your risk for heart disease, strokes and heart attacks, causes plaque in the artery. So the first thing that happens typically is your insulin is too high, and your insulin makes the blood vessels swollen and stiff, and eventually you get a crack. So the inciting factor for a heart attack or stroke is the cracking of the vessel, okay? And so LDL cholesterol is the type of cholesterol that wants to heal, fill in the little gap. So it's good. I mean, that's a good thing. We got to have LDL, right?
Makes sense what you're saying.
You got to have LDL. Now, I have actually heard cardiologists say there is no LDL that's too low. I'm like, what are you talking about? So, but remember, they dropped the LDL conversation several years back. So now they talk about non-HDL and HDL, and that's all they talk about, because their arguments kept failing. And so they didn't pan out. So, what you really don't want is the dense sand-like LDL. The little tiny LDL that falls in the crack, if it gets oxidized, that's going to cause a plaque. That's going to be a real problem, okay? And back in 2013, we were checking this on everyone that came in the office. It's called the ApoB LDL test, okay? And we were checking it. And then I found out a poor man's alternative to it. So I want people to do this. If they've got access to their cholesterol panel, then they can calculate this number and find out, like, how bad is my cholesterol really? And so remember, the only two that really have been identified to affect your risk for heart disease is the triglycerides and the HDL, not the total cholesterol and not the LDL, okay? Because actually those big, fatty, fluffy, buoyant LDL have nothing to do with heart disease. Nothing to do with it. And when I learned that, Matt, I started screaming at the top of my lungs. I remember reading it, and my daughter walked in. She goes, "Mom, you can scream at home. It's okay. But please don't scream at the patients."
Shelly, okay. You've been with me for like three years, and we've been talking about this kind of stuff. Correct me if I'm wrong. No doctor, I mean, because I know you're out there. People know you. No doctors come up to counter you, have they?
No, I'd love it.
But you know why?
I'd love it.
You know why
they're
not? They're going, "Oh, really? She knows her stuff. No, no, I look like an idiot." I bet you that's what it is.
Well, I remember one of our patients, because we teach this in class, you know, and so we have a class every week. And so this woman walked in, and she was, I think, in her 70s, a very large woman. And she walked into her cardiologist, and she had stopped her statin on her own just because she had learned, you know, how serious it was. And she took the lipid panel and goes, "See how wonderful it's working? It's doing fantastic." And she goes, "Well, no, actually, my ApoB calculation, my triglyceride to HDL ratio is less than 2. And the guy didn't even know what she was talking about.
Oh, geez.
Okay? Now, that's kind of scary as a cardiologist.
Extremely.
Okay? So what you can do is you get your cholesterol profile, and you want to look at the triglycerides. And so the top number is going to be your triglycerides, and then you divide it by your HDL. Okay? And so, Rayford, you had your numbers. What was your triglycerides?
The ratio was 1.5.
Well, tell me what your triglycerides were. They were 69 divided by 48, I believe, something like that. Okay?
It came out to 1.5 even.
Right. So, you know, his triglycerides are low. Anything less than 150 is good. The lower you can go, it's better, in the 60s to 70 range. So you take your triglycerides, you divide it by your HDL. And so Rafer just did that a minute ago, and his was 1.5. Okay. Anything above 3.5 is bad. Okay. Less than 3.5 is good. But less than 2 is fantastic. Yeah. Okay? So way to go, Rafer. Yay,
nice.
Rafer.
Keep walking.
That diet, that cinnamon roll every day.
I only get that on Saturday morning.
Yeah. So that's good.
I eat my
lean
roast beef the rest of the time.
And so that is kind of the poor man's way of calculating your ApoB LDL. How much of your particle size is that small, dense, sand-like LDL?
Shelly, let's talk about... I just want to make something up.
Yeah.
Not make it up, but talk about something. That is, 2 years ago when COVID came out, and we're like in this thing. I mean, the first 30 days, the first day I said, "I'm all in it. Let's do what it takes to solve this." Then we started realizing, because I was having faith in the CDC and all that.
Right.
And then when you start seeing, hey, wait a minute, these guys keep flip-flop. They don't know what they're talking about.
Right.
And we started doing our own information gleaning, and we go, "Oh my gosh." Okay. And I can't trust anybody, and two, I lost track of what I was going to tell you.
Well, so. Rayford asked me to come into the radio because he had come in to get some hydroxychloroquine, and he asked me to come on the radio, and that's when I came on the radio, and that was
March of 20 was when I came down sick, and I went there. But it was really funny because I got referred to the choir by the choir director's wife,
right?
Who said, "You got to go see Dr. Shelley Cole," because I thought I had COVID. I did have. This was February, right after Snowmageddon, and I've been running the warming center.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then when I saw what she was doing, I said, you got to come. You know, I was on the radio then. We were doing a five-day-a-week show up in Temple, and she did, and the rest, it just blew up. We're running back and forth to the phones. All four lines were tied up, and when she started talking, it just blew up, and we said, okay, you're on.
And I remember what I was going to say, and when we're putting out the information we're putting out, that's when you get attacked. The people who get attacked, ladies and gentlemen, from those up above, they first ignore you, laugh at you, criticize you.
Attack your personality and your mother.
And then they take you out, whether physically or politically. So
this is too important to not get the news out. It's just too important. I felt that way, you know, during the pandemic. It was too important. And heart disease and these cholesterol medicines, it's too important because there's so many people taking the cholesterol meds and they're very dangerous. And so I want to cover that. Did we talk about the LDL enough? I think we did, you know. So people understand that, you know, the LDL is not bad. It's to heal the blood vessel. You want a certain type. You want a fluffy, buoyant, fatty. And you asked a question, is it diet? Actually, it is diet. So the dense, sand-like, tiny little LDL is a high carbohydrate diet.
But we're dealing with a diet that's not normal post-1950. I'm only using that as
right.
a marker.
Right.
So I got 1 minute. So what would be normal to respond to it, you can't do normal anymore.
No, you can't do normal. That's why you got to detox. You know, but you bring all those other aspects around too, you know, diet, exercise, nutrition, but fitness is integral, but it's not going to do it. You know, I remember the Temple Daily Telegram had an expose, you know, they had an article. They were actually following like three women over a period of 3 months or something. And unfortunately, they didn't lose any weight. All they did was exercise. And the only one
didn't
that sort of
papers,
changed their diet lost a little bit.
Okay. I got to go to a break. We'll be back. A couple more segments coming up. 254-697-6633.
Place is something of a surprise. It's a cute little cafe that offers a full menu of mouth-watering home-cooked meals for dine-in or takeout. Vicky carries on a long tradition of serving the best food at a reasonable price. Give them a call at 254-699-0011 or stop in at 139 West Veterans Memorial Boulevard in Harker Heights. You won't be disappointed.
Stuff happens, and when it does, you need to be prepared. Centex Tactical right here in Temple has got you covered. A veteran-owned business that strives to provide great gear at great prices. From military, police, and medical gear to your very own bug-out bag and more. Check out Centex Tactical at 2122 West Adams Avenue or check them out on the web at CentexTacticalGear.com. Get Centex Tactical, 254-231-3583.
Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures. If you've decided to carry a handgun for self-defense, you better know what you're doing. If you don't, you better learn fast. Not only fast, but thoroughly. Aaron's Gun Shop and High Cap Adventures fills the void between a Johnny wannabe and a person who has been properly trained in the proper handling and use of a firearm. Call me, Matt Petros, at 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com and set up a class or seminar to get you started on the road to proficiency with a firearm for self-defense. Go to our website, aaronsgunshop.com, and review the High Cap Adventures page. We have seminars to cover most forms of firearms training. Call 254-697-4721 or email me at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com to get more information on how to get started with your training. The time for games is over. Reality starts now. aaronsgunshop.com.
Farm and Ranch, right here in Cameron at 308 North Bannon, is the place to go get your Nutrinifeed for your livestock, medicine to help keep them healthy, and also available are lawn and garden supplies, gifts, and clothing. Pick up your supplies through their drive-thru or walk inside and shop. Cameron Farm and Ranch, located at 308 North Bannon in Cameron, or call them at 254-697-6966.
Was to be left alone, but the robber had other plans and you were forced to fire. Who do you call? What do you say? Will you be arrested? Will you be sued? Don't worry about the legal system. For just $12.50 per month, members have access to a 24-hour legal hotline to assist you in the immediate aftermath of a self-defense gun use. Don't let the bad guys ruin your life. Go to selfdefensefund.com and join today.
High Cap Adventure Radio Program. Matt, your host. The number here is 254-697-6633. I've got two 12-minute segments left before the end of the show. My special guest host is Dr. Shelley Cole. If you have a question, now is the time. The number is 254-697-6633. Also, those of you watching on Facebook, if you got a question, just type it up there. We'll check it out and see if we can't get the question to the doc. Dr. Shelley Cole, she's awesome. HealthySuccessWorks.com. Check it out. Give her a call. If you can't remember that, don't forget, you can always go to aaronsgunshop.com. Go to the radio show page, and she has a direct link on that page.
Okay. Is it okay to say I'm a client?
That's your...
Is that a necessary disclosure?
Shelley, take it away.
Thank you, Rayford. So I want to talk about cholesterol medicines. And some people call them statins because the last part of the name is an A-T-I-N. So pravastatin, rosuvastatin, atorvastatin. And those are the generics, okay? But they're also like Lipitor, Pravacol,
Zocor. Those are the ones that say that grow hair on your tongue, you
Crestor.
Die of a heart attack.
Yes,
you know.
yes. So those are the cholesterol meds, okay? And so, they actually really should never have been patented because red yeast rice was a natural product.
What is
okay?
it?
Red yeast rice was the original stat, okay? And that's where it jumped off. And so they've been wanting to patent CoQ10.
So okay. I'm not trying to be stupid here. Red yeast, is that literally, what are you talking about?
Red yeast rice. It's a Chinese thing that's been used for like 1,200 years to lower cholesterols.
Okay.
And that was the original statin or cholesterol med. Okay. It should never have been patentable. Because it was a natural chemical. And so the same thing as vitamin D or vitamin C, you can't patent those, okay? But they tried to patent CoQ10 like they did red yeast rice, but somebody had some ethics and I guess said, no, you can't patent it. It's natural.
They were shot. Or they committed suicide twice in the head.
probably. So the statins are the medicines. So if you're told that your total cholesterol or your LDL are too high, that really, again, those have not been shown to be related to strokes or heart attack. It's the triglycerides and a low HDL that are really dangerous, okay? A high triglyceride and a low HDL. And if you do that calculation, it's greater than 3.5 is dangerous. Less than 3.5 is good, but less than 2, like Rayford's, is great. So you want that triglyceride to HDL ratio to be low, okay? So the statins, you know, what the way they work is they increase that. Remember that we were talking about the negative feedback mechanism, mm-hmm. how yes. if you get the concentration outside in the bloodstream, it goes back to the cell and it says, stop making it. We right. got plenty. Well, the statins work by increasing the number of those little tiny receptors on the cell membrane. And so it actually sucks the cholesterol back inside the cell. So it's not in the bloodstream. It's inside the cell now.
Now, I won't remember it, but I understand clearly what you're saying. I mean, it has to be repetitive to remember it. But when you're saying it, I totally get it, and I reflected back on it. So, yeah, it makes sense to me.
So it sucks the cholesterol back inside the cell. And if you look, 24 hours after taking a cholesterol medicine, there's this very perverse deposition of cholesterol inside the endoplasmic reticulum, which is an organelle inside the cell, okay? But it looks really, you know, it doesn't look human. It's not a natural-looking thing because it's these big fatty deposits in the endoplasmic reticulum.
And it's on a microscopic level?
Yeah, okay. Electron microscope.
Okay.
Yeah, within 24 hours of being on a cholesterol medicine. And so that's not it's not lowering cholesterol. It's lowering where the cholesterol is. It's now it's not in the bloodstream. It's inside the cell, deposited inside the cell. Okay, that doesn't sound like a really smart thing to do.
Shelley, is it fair to say that people can self-regulate? Let me tell you why I said that. Because I've been lame since December. And I think you know why. I've just been lame. I can't do what I used to do. And I had a lifestyle and a food regimen, and I was balanced.
Right.
And I was, right. you know, you can look in the mirror and say, hey, you know, not bad, Matt, for 60 years old, not bad. But since December, I can't do what I used to do because of this injury.
Okay.
And I'm noticing, still maintaining the same basic food lifestyle, mm-hmm. I'm noticing, hey, wait a minute, you know, that wasn't there before. You know
what I mean? Yeah.
So, but people can self-regulate. They know their right. bodies, right?
Yes, they do. They do. And you know, and I'm glad to see that you're, you know, you do care and you want to be optimal. You want to have optimal health, and everyone wants their
health
to be
optimal.
Especially
in my field, I got to be that way, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So the cholesterol medicines block an enzyme called HMG-CoA reductase, and it's kind of the rate-limiting factor for making all of these things. And so I'm going to tell you what it blocks. It blocks isoprenoids, which have to do with balance, okay? So some people who are on a statin will have problems with balance. You know, they'll fall. You know, I saw someone at church, and she was in a wheelchair, and I actually said, if you got off your statin, you'd be able to stand.
Not trying to be funny here, Shelley. Doesn't ears have to do with balance?
The eustachian tubes, they do.
So does that affect that? Is that what's called?
It's not the eustachian tubes. It's more the balance hormones. Again, it's kind of like the blood pressure. You know, when you go from a sitting to a standing position, there are a lot of things that change within less than half a second. You know, it's the same thing with balance. You know, to be able to lean on one leg or lean on, you got to have a whole lot of extraordinary things happen, you know. So balance is a big issue. But let's talk a little bit about what the doctor reads in the medical journal, okay? They read that it lowers your risk for a stroke or a heart attack by 33%. Okay, that's incredible, right? But in truth, that's relative risk. that's not the actual risk reduction. That's the relative risk reduction, okay?
Words mean things.
Yeah, so they're distorting the statistics. And so remember when Pfizer came out and said that the vaccine was 95% effective?
We got a video on
that. Actually, I had to send him this video. It's the best. I wish I could just pull it up real quick.
Honestly. Yeah.
But it goes 99%. Wow, that's really effective. Oh, 98, that's still good. We're down to 80. And then he's going down and he goes, you might need a booster.
You might need a booster. And now it's got a negative benefit. You know, the vaccine has a negative benefit, meaning it increases your risk for getting COVID.
After the 10th booster, you get a free pizza.
So, yeah, now you lost my train
I know,
of thought.
I'm sorry.
Man.
Help me. You're a woman. You got elephant memory. What was she talking about?
But it was about the 95% effective. Okay.
There you go. There you go.
So that is relative risk. Now, do you all want to know what the actual risk reduction?
Tell us.
0.86.
Give me a break.
Less than 1%.
Get out of here.
Less than 1%, 0.86.
Shut up.
Okay. Yes. And so it's the same thing with the statins. So what they're looking at, and I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on it, but 97% of people do not have a heart attack or a stroke. That means 3% of people do. Okay. So if they lower the risk by 33%, that means one less person has a heart attack out of the three.
Shelley, I'm no rocket scientist.
Out of 100.
Everything you say and everything I know and what the Colonel, everybody associated with this program, it's all Bravo Sierra. Bull, you know what? These guys are pushing this stuff and the guys are being big pharma. It's all about money. When you look at this, when you hear Dr. Shelley talk, and you hear this, and you look at the CDC and the WHO and how they keep contradicting themselves, and they don't know what they're talking about, and they're paid off by China, all this kind of stuff. It's all about the money. So you out there, American Jane and Joe USA, pay attention, because big government is not there to help you. They're there to go in your pockets and take your money.
Well, the statins, they did a huge study, you all. This was back in 2004, the Lancet study. 7.3 million people, okay? Kind of a trustworthy, big study. And they found no association whatsoever between statin medicines and coronary heart disease. Okay?
How does that happen?
No association, okay? So it's a disaster. And so when we come back, I don't know how much time we
got to go to break. But when I come back, I promise I'll put the muzzle on. We'll be back with Dr. Shelley Cole,
254-696-6633. Star Ranch Ministries, building rock-solid leaders in Milam County. We are a Christian 501c3 camp hosting teen leadership camp for underprivileged youth and veterans with PTSD in Milano, Texas. MSRministries.org is our website. You can Google us at Morningstar Ranch in Milano, Texas. Join us on Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio program.
Hard propaganda is spreading false information. Soft propaganda is biased by omission. YouTube promotes leftist videos and blocks conservative videos. YouTube has blocked Prager University because God's moral laws, capitalism and free markets, and why the founding fathers are heroes are all unsuitable for young people. The Colonel is on High Cap Adventures.
Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplace is located at 850 North Highway 77 in Cameron, is the largest independent Lazy Boy retailer in Central Texas. Family owned and operated for 40 years, Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces has huge selections on living room, dining room, and bedroom furniture, as well as accessories from Lazy Boy, Mayo, and Simmons. Also available are floor coverings, countertops, lighting, and ceiling fans. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Call them now at 254-697-6759 or go to deniosfurniture.com. It's worth the drive to Cameron.
Hi, this is Matt with Logic Nation. I want to talk about Meguiar Tire. I've known these guys for a long time. Good friends of mine, Casey and the gang there. They've got a couple locations. One's in Temple at 254-773-3114, or in Belton at 254-939-1357. Or simply yet, just go to MeguiarTire.com. They can handle all your tire needs and so much more. Check them out, MeguiarTire.com.
The perfect bottle of wine, a favorite scotch, for surprises and celebrations, or a relaxing evening at home. Whatever your choice of spirit, visit the Liquor Depot at 1604 West 4th Street on the Milam Plaza in Cameron, where you'll find a variety of wine and spirits, plus beer featured in their new large walk-in beer cooler. Enjoy friendly management and top-shelf expertise. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. or call 254-697-0766.
Hi, this is Lane Mills, the owner of Cameron's Fitness, and I'm very excited to tell you what we have to help you achieve your fitness goals. 24-hour access, free childcare, one-on-one training, group classes, affordable rates, and clean environment with modern equipment. Call today at 254-605-6429 and speak with one of our staff members on how to sign up and begin your physical transformation here in Cameron Fitness in the Milam Plaza.
Welcome back, everybody.
We're having a violent discussion behind the mic.
Very informative.
I don't trust them.
No sound.
There's no time for the radio show. We have to discuss tetanus shots.
Yeah.
You know, the conversation basically goes to say, I just used 1950 because we agreed that that's a safe number to use. Prior to that, everything was natural. After that, things started going crazy. The body can handle itself, except for sometimes it would go haywire.
Right, right.
Anyway, I want to shut up. Talk about yourself. You got it.
Well, they heard the radio. I think they heard the radio. We'll muzzle Matt. So I want to talk about the cholesterol because people need to know this. So we talked about relative risk being 33% reduction in a stroke or a heart attack. The actual risk is 1%. The actual risk to lower your risk for a stroke or a heart attack is 1%. Now, would you take it, Rayford, if it lowered your risk for a stroke or a heart attack by 1%?
No, and this goes back. I saw something the other day that ties right into this. How many people do you have to injure in order to save the 1%?
Right. Well, that is a very interesting thing. Let's see. If you were going to give a statin, you would have to give 476 people a statin for a year to save one less fatal stroke.
That's exactly the thing. So, how many people are injured by that out of that 476 by taking the statin?
Yeah, we haven't talked about the side effects, have we?
No, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Shelly, that mic's dead. We got a call on the line. It's got a question for you, so take my mic. I got Gary on the line. Wants to ask you a question.
We're taking Matt's mic away from him?
I like to say golden microphone, but it's not. It's just a black phone.
They're on.
Gary, welcome, buddy. Talk to me.
Hey, Dr. Shelly, it's Gary. With
Hi,
two
Gary.
R's. The past 3 months, we've had close friends and family, about a dozen that passed away. They all had the shots and everything else. And most of the time, the doctors say, well, it's been all of a sudden a heart attack. And if the shots are taking care of the people that's had problems in the past, how long is it going to be till the shots that people have taken that are healthy are going to start being affected?
Well, you know, you're talking about the difference between a big old blood clot and little tiny blood clots in capillaries, little tiny vessels. And so the spike protein, it's a naked spike protein. It's not even in an envelope like a virus, okay? So all these little tiny spike proteins are floating around in the bloodstream, and they are attaching because they're sticky. They attach to the lining of the blood vessels in the heart.
The parenchymal cells.
The endothelial cells.
Endothelial, sorry.
Yeah, yeah. So they stick to those, and that makes the platelets come and start to form a clot. And so these are not happening as apparent in the bigger vessels. These are in the tiny, tiny blood vessels. And so they're causing damage, microscopically. So they're causing decreased perfusion, decreased oxygenation at certain areas, maybe, you know, a little part of a liver or the big toe or, you know, somewhere in the body, those tiny blood vessels eventually leads to decreased oxygenation and cell death at that area. And so those things are not going to show up as quickly as somebody who has a big old blood clot in the aorta, right? Does that make sense?
Yes.
So it may take a while.
Going through this for another 2 years before we really know the total effect.
It probably will be a decade. You know, we won't really totally know the effects of the vaccine.
Okay. I've got members of my own family that are vaxxed. About 50-50. The kids haven't been vaxxed, but a lot of the adults have. Now, isn't Dr. McCullough working on ways to get rid of the spiky protein out of your body to stop the continued impact? As long as you leave the spiky protein in there, it's going to keep attacking.
Well, you're talking about nanokinase, okay? And nanokinase is, if you've heard of NATO, NATO is this fermented Japanese soybean, okay, and nanokinase, and I really don't want to get off into it too much because I want to cover the statin.
Yeah, but Gary, nanokinase. I appreciate the call, Gary. We're going to let you go. Keep listening, buddy.
You did a six-hour show.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, buddy.
But nanokinase is highly beneficial because it's a blood thinner, okay? So it does thin the blood, and it's a really good one. So, so back to the cholesterol meds. We know that really the actual risk reduction is 1%. Okay. So when you're making the decision to go on this medicine, that's what you really need to be thinking. Okay. It lowers my risk for a stroke or a heart attack by 1%. Now, some people may think that's a big enough benefit that they would go on a medicine. But you always want to look at, well, what are the side effects of taking the medicines, right?
Hairy tongue, all that kind of stuff.
Hairy tongue, those kind of...
And all those people in those commercials always look so happy after them.
Yeah, they feel fantastic. So the most interesting thing is, instead of using relative risks like we talked about the benefits... So they over-exaggerate the benefit. But what do you think they use for the side effects? They under-snowball it. They use the actual risk. Okay. So they use the statistics that they want to show their benefit, and then they minimize the side effects by using other statistics.
Shelley, I want to switch over mics here, but I got to ask you a question because I was making fun, but I'm not really making fun. When you hear all these drugs, they put all the side effects, and they're not very good, but they say it fast, and they whisper it. So they're saying what you just said
right
in a loud voice, slow, but they say the other stuff like hairy tongue and death.
Does this thing work?
You die in 6 months.
Yeah. Okay, so... The other thing that they do to distort and minimize the side effects of the statins is they use many more categories. So they instead of lumping them all in one category, they space them out. So, you know, you have 14 or 15 different categories to look at than you would, if you were really trying to find out what the risks are. But the Freedom of Information Act back in 1997 to 2014, they were looking at Zocor, which is simvastatin. So it was one of the older cholesterol meds. And there were 416 deaths and 49,350 adverse reports to the FDA. And they believe that only about 5% of those are reported, you know, people actually getting to the FDA and reporting it. So the side effects are minimized by using absolute risk instead of relative risk. And so the one that concerns me the most is the increased risk for diabetes. Okay. And this is very real. And so oftentimes patients are put on cholesterol medicines because they have diabetes, right? They're told, oh, you need to go on this cholesterol medicine because you have diabetes. Well, guess what? The medicine increases your risk for diabetes by 46%. 46%, you guys.
That's crazy.
And that was a study back in the British Medical Journal in 2015. Statins increase your risk for diabetes by 46%.
That's crazy.
Now, why on earth would we want to give anyone a medicine that would increase your risk for diabetes?
Lack of population knowledge. It's because the population is ignorant to the fact. Ignorance is not a bad word. It's just a descriptive word of lack of knowledge. That is why they're pushing it. People aren't bucking it, and they're taking it because they're hoping.
Well,
got about a minute and a half, I think.
I hope that you'll listen. So I had somebody tell me a couple days ago. I said, just do this, okay? Take your statin and take your blood test. And he did. And then the next day, he got off of his statin and he took his blood test. It dropped 49%.
Bingo. There you go.
Now 49%.
I'm going to cut into you, Shelley, here because we're almost at the end of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, look, Shelley's on here. We get tons of emails, tons of texts, tons of comments on Facebook. You need to go to the April 3rd seminar. Call up. Give the number, Shelley.
254-773-4900.
And if you miss it, go to my aaronsgunshop.com, go to the radio show page, and directly link to that. Shelley gives incredible information. I'm going to see what I can do to get her on more. 20 seconds. Shelley, tell everybody final words. Go ahead.
Well, I just hope that people will think for themselves and ask their doctor, you know that the risk for diabetes goes up, and then they'll say, no, it doesn't go up. And you say, yes, it does. The British Medical Journal, the largest unbiased studies, which means pharma didn't pay for it, they all go up.
Shelley, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. The Colonel, thank you, sir, for backing me up here. Shelby, fantastic job. Don't forget, we'll be on podcast, Apple, Spotify, Podbean. You can check it out. Until next week, God bless. Keep your powder dry.